Good morning. 7:30 a.m. Saturday, May the 13th, 2023. A pretty decent day this morning. 50, low 50s, 52, 54, somewhere in there. Mostly cloudy, but there's some blue sky up there. I can see it's going to be a bite my tongue day. So yeah, 7:30. So the Wizard's Cat, good progress yesterday, really good progress yesterday. I downloaded that file from the files, because it's multiples, from last year when I had the three or four tries to find the story. And failed. But a lot of the pieces are still there. I started going through it and realized this is what I want this story to be. So the challenge will be for me to figure out where it strays, where it goes wonky, and to fill in with the pieces that it needs to be there to make it the story that I have in mind. Keeping in mind the story that I have in mind is pretty much, something to do with Shackelford House suddenly getting a cat. A cat that stalks the fairies. Which shouldn't be possible, but is. So, yeah. We'll see how this works out. I'm having a good time with Horizon Zero Dawn, still. I played a lot yesterday. I won't get to play quite as much today. I've got things to do, places to go, people to see. It's my elder progeny's birthday today. And I need to make an early morning run to the grocery store to pick up some supplies, not the least of which is something to fix for dinner. The request has been made for teriyaki chicken, and maybe I'll fire the grill up today. But I will at least get some teriyaki marinade and flatten out some chicken chests and, or maybe I'll get some bovinus thighs. Oh my, that would be delicious. Let's see how this goes. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And of course, tomorrow's Mother's Day. I need to see what Mother would like to have for her special dinner tomorrow and make sure I pick that up. I have a suspicion that the suggestion is going to be, I don't know, something with vegetables. In which case, I know exactly where I'm going, so. Assuming I can find some rutabaga. Even if I can't, I know where I'm going. But yeah, Illinois is much on my mind. I'm not particularly good at it. I will say that. I'm enjoying it. I'm playing at probably the easiest mode, the story mode, to figure out the story. I've made some pretty decent, I think, guesses as to what Zero Dawn means. I know where all the machines came from. I'm playing in the, what is it, the Frozen Wilds? Yeah, I think that's it. I'm playing in the Frozen Wilds. It's the DLC expansion pack. The normal story leads through a city called Meridian and has a whole bunch of side quests, and then there's the DLC. So in theory, I would have gone through all of Meridian and its quests and storyline and the whole bit, and then gone to do the DLC in the Frozen North. And I've gone to the Frozen North. First. I want to clear out this area, collect what I can, level up, practice my skills. We'll see what happens. I've regained level 40. When I started the restart last week sometime. I was level 40 on my first time playthrough. And I'm back to level 40. The machine XP is huge because it's the battles are really tough. Frost claws and fire claws. I think that's it. They're like giant bears. The snap maws are giant crocodiles. The snap maws are in the regular game, but I'm pretty sure the frost claws and the fire claws are only in the Frozen Wilds. The Frozen North. But I'm practicing my stealth. I really like playing the stealth distance game. I'm not very good at the up close and personal. I'm too easily turned around. The machines get behind me too quickly. And the movement controls are all under the left hand. So I'm constantly sprinting when I want to be sneaking, or sprinting when I want to be rolling. Dodging, I think, is the right word. I haven't yet mastered those controls. Sprint crouch is a slide. But you have to sprint first and then slide. Hitting those keys without looking at them is fun. A challenge for me, let's put it that way. Oh, here's this guy out working on his, what is he doing? He's digging this garden up. Come on, Fonny, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. City planting new grass here or something. That looks like a job and a half.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Would make a good bulb garden, I think. Little triangle corner piece in the road where it curves into the neighborhood. I don't know if it's his land or city land or what. I still want to try to make some sourdough today. We're not going through a loaf of bread a day anymore. It's more like three quarters of a loaf of bread. I think part of it is we're getting better at slicing narrower slices instead of great slabs. Huge chunks. Coming up on the lilac wall here. Some of these look really good. They smell good too. It's funny, I always associate lilacs with summer, but because when I, growing up, back on the farm, with a half acre of potatoes and a bunch of other stuff. There were lilacs right outside my bedroom window. And I always associate it with summer, which is silly because the lilacs will be gone by June. And we were usually, I think we were in school until I was pretty sure we were in school until after Labor Day. I thought we were in school until like June, you know, middle of June sometime. Maybe I'm misremembering. That is entirely possible, highly likely. Back here. Oh, I'll try to straighten up a little bit. I like the hoodies. They keep my ears warm. They keep my hair contained. I really need a haircut. How long have I been saying that? Over a month. It's still true. Lots of traffic here. Dog walkers, cars, like planes up above. Guy up for, or gal up for Saturday morning, sore. Morning. It's a happy dog. So I'm reading The First Fold. I kind of like it. Not exactly sure. The story hangs together. There's a piece that's unknown, and depending on what that unknown piece is, it may be It may be pretty good. And it might be... I don't know. It could very well be the book I recommend this month in my newsletter, which I have to prep tomorrow. Trying to think of what I would recommend in its place. I finished 20,000 Leagues. I left a review on my Bookworm. And it's... I think I talked about it before. It's a catalog of fish. And to a certain extent, seaweeds and corals and various algae, interspersed with moments of what one might call plot. And as much as I look at it and go, really? I also have to step back and say, well, isn't that, you know, isn't that Ishmael Wong? Making the trip from here to there, stopping along the way, cataloging his cargoes. I don't know. Interesting to think about it anyway. However, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.